Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Hey Amud Aleph. We are 8 lines from the top of Hey Amud Aleph, the words of Ve'ema, just to remind ourselves where we're holding. Again, yesterday, the Gemara had discussed that we had 2 psukim. How do I know that Bir Chametz, the getting rid of Bir Chametz, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, is on Erev Pesach? Maybe it's the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara says it can't be because one pasuk says that Shivas Yamim, you can't have any Chametz. That implies all 7 days. For all the duration, the entire period of the 7 days, you cannot have any Chametz. So and the other pasuk says on the first day, you should get rid of your Chametz. The Gemara says, how could it be that I'm getting rid of my first day if all 7 days I can't have it? It must be that that first day is referring to Erev Pesach, to which the Gemara asked, maybe referring to the night before. The Gemara says you can't explain that way as we quoted. So now the Gemara says another question. Maybe we can answer this here by saying, Ve'ima l'rabos l'el abas ar l'bior. Maybe you could understand this pasuk is actually really including the night of the 14th. That's when you would get rid of your chametz, because the first day is referring to the 14th. That's how we've understood. But now we always know that Laila Alecha Chariyom, so the night before is already going to be included. So you should really get rid of your chametz on the night of going into the 14th, and you have to burn it by the night of the 14th and not the day of the 14th. The Gemara says no, because explicitly the Torah tells you Bayom Ksiv. It says by that day, which implies obviously during the daytime, not during the night, you would get rid of your chametz. So that's why you have to burn it on Erev Pesach at Chatzos. The Gemara says Ve'emad Safra, but wait a second. That's good. Why you don't have to do it the night of the 14th, but maybe that day of the 14th before noon, before Chatzos. So the Gemara says because Ach is Chilek, that the term Ach is always, Rashi says, Achin Verakin are always a miut. They're always a limiting term. They're always coming to say that it's coming to clarify something and modify it. And in that way, it's going to modify this. That doesn't mean the whole day. Rather, Miktas Yom, Rashi says, Miktas Yom we're going to learn is going to be half the day, which is going to be Chatzos. That's how Rashi's first interpretation. Rashi's second interpretation is based on the complicated the Gemara that we learned in Shabbos. The Gemara says that just like we know there's Atbash, you can use that Aleph corresponds to a Tav and Beis, Tilashin, etc., etc., and that's a way you can learn different mnemonics and learn different halachas. So too, there was the Gemara had a code that was like the 7 letter one, that each of the letters is 7 off, and if you come to those letters, you would have the word chetz, which is the lashon of ach. It would be in that mnemonic would also be chetz, which is the lashon of dividing, which is therefore means that the day should be divided into 2 equal parts. We always know that the chatzos is midday, and therefore you would divide it into two parts, and that's why you get rid of your chametz on erev Pesach. So now the Gemara says maybe a different drasha. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Matzino Arbasar Shnikra Rishono. You learn a source in the Torah that the 14th is called the first. Shenemar Barishon Barbasar Yom Lachodesh. The pasuk says in Shmos, it tells you that that the first over there is reference to Barishon, usually first is the first day of the month, and yet the Torah called the first day of, not of the month, rather the day of the 14th is called the first. So therefore, when the Torah refers back to Barishon, it doesn't have to mean the first of the month or a different first of the holiday. It could mean the 14th, because the term Barishon of the first was used in context of Erev Pesach before. That gave us a precedent to understand that that's what it means in this context as well. That is what the Rabbi Shmuel is saying. The Gemara now gives another reason why it could refer to Erev Pesach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Rishon Demi Karamashma, that the first many times can imply not necessarily the first day, but rather the day prior, the day before to the Chag. And that's what we're learning over here. And he quotes the pasuk, the Amar Kra Harishon Adam Tivale. The pasuk in Eov tells us that we're talking to Eov, were you born before Adam? Were you born? So that doesn't mean first, that you were the first one to be born. Rather, before, prior. That's what we're talking about over here. So the day of Barishon is the day prior to the 15th, which is going to be the 14th day. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if Barishon means prior to and the day before, then why by Sukkis would we not assume the same thing? Elamata ulekachta lachem bayom Barishon, that you should take for yourselves on the first day. We know that you kapos tam it's arvas ravinachal, right? The four minim. So that first day, maybe that should be on Erev Sukkis, on the day of the 14th of Sukkis. Hachanami, Rishon Demi Kara Mashma. Maybe over here, the term should imply the day before Sukkis and not Sukkis itself. We know that's not the case. We obviously, everyone knows, you take the lulav and esrog on the 15th. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hasam, there it's different regarding to the lulav, because it says specifically, Dechsev Asmak Levnei Hashem Elokeichem Shiva Siyamim, that you should be happy in front of Hashem for a 7 day. Therefore, we can understand, Mashvi Shvi Lechag, the 7th is a reference to the 7th day of Sukkis. So too must be, Afrishon is Rishon Lechag. It's the first day must mean the first day of Sukkis. Therefore, even though the term Rishon is understood in with regards to the context of Sukkis as being the first day, we see that sometimes you could still have the concept that it could be like Harishon Adam Tevaleh, that it could be the term of prior to. That's so basically we're saying sometimes it means the first day, and sometimes it means prior to the first day. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. By our pasuk, it also says Hachanamik Siv Achvayom Rishon Tashbisu, and it also says Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu. It says that you should on the first day you should get rid of your chametz, and then you should eat matzah for 7 days. We're going to learn about this. Why isn't there a mitzvah of achilas matzah all 7 days? The Gemara is going to learn this out later on. We're going to get to this Gemara. Why there's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to have matzah all 7 days? Because one time it says 6 days. That's the whole idea of the mitzvah chiyuvis. Okay, we're not going to get that so much right now. It's not a subject. But either way, the pasuk says that many times. It's like four or five psukim that will say shivas yami matzah tochilu. So the Gemara now says again that we see that there's a period of 7 days that you should eat matzahs, and the first it's still called day rishon. So why isn't that day rishon called the first day of chag and not erev pesach? So the Gemara says, Rishon. If that's the case, then the pasuk should just write the words of first. Why does it say Harishon Lamali? The words of the first. The Harishon of here. It should have just said Rishon, I would understand first. But saying Harishon with the hey, that implies that it's a day. Shema Minachanaman is the day prior to Pesach. But the Gemara says, that's not true though, because it also says that same Lashon, exact thing with the hey, by Sukkot as well. Over there, by Sukkot, it's also Lashon Harishon, the day before, which can imply now the day before Sukkot. So now the Gemara continues, also, Vesu Hasam Dechsev, by Yom Harishon Shabbason, of Yom Hashvi Shabbason. Over there also, with regards to working on Sukkot, it also says the first day is going to be a day of rest that you're not allowed to do any melacha, and the eighth day also is a day of rest. That's Shmini Atzeres, as we know. So the Gemara says maybe also there Emar Rishon B'Mikar Mashma. Over there, the first should apply the day prior to Sukkot. Maybe that's the first and eighth day. So the Gemara says no. Shani Asam, because it says Amar Chsa Uva Yom Hashmini Shavasan, clear the first to the eighth day, which we know is Shmini Atzeres. Mashmini Shmini Dechag. The eighth day is going to be once Sukkot starts, which is on the 15th, so it's going to be 8 days later. So to Afrishon Rishon Dechag. So to the first and the first day of when it comes to the first day of Sukkot, it's going to be the first day and not the day before. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, though, why, when the guards to Sukkot, why do you have the hey idea of a harishon? Lama, the first, which implying the first day of Sukkot, why do you need that? So it says the Gemara, lema'utei cholosha moed. It's coming to exclude chol moed. That chol moed, that the pasuk of Tosfos is going on both dinim, that the pasuk of taking the lulav midaraisa on the first day only applies on the first day of Sukkot and not the second day. We know that we take the lulav all 7 days. That's only derabanan as a zecher lemikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Mezake was masakin at a zecher lemikdash because in the base of mikdash it was deraisa to take it all 7 days. But we only do that and also Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Lartz also derabanan. Mi deraisa, the only day that you're yotzei deraisa. This year we had no deraisa because we had a Shabbos. We don't take on Shabbos. This year there was no deraisa of taking the lulav and esrog. But either way, so we have lulav and esrog that has to be taken on the first day and not the second day. And the same thing with regards to malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Chol HaMoed, the malacha is only going to be when it says that Yom HaRishon, you can't do any malacha, Shabbason, Yom HaShmi Shabbason, that's around from the first and eighth day and not the second day or following. That's a big shiloh over here. It definitely sounds like doing malacha on Chol HaMoed should be derabanan. That's a very big machlokas rishonim, is malacha on Chol HaMoed derabanan or derareisa. And it's even a machlokas Shulchan Aruch Rama, how to paskin even bizman hazeh, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, and the big nafka mina would be the case of a suffik. If a person is not sure if he has a certain malacha that's usher or not, if it's deraisa, you have to be machmir, if it's derabanan, you have to be mekel. Either way, if you hold it's deraisa, it could be that masr nakasav hachachamim, that not, which malachas are going to be mutter, which are going to be usher. That's how they explain maybe why malacha would still be an iser deraisa on Chol HaMoed to do malacha, even though here it definitely sounds a little bit that it's going to be derabanan. Now the Gemara says, but wait a second, Chol HaShemoed Merishon Ushmini Nafka, that I learned out that the fact that you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, let's say Davar Avid, that can be done from the fact that it says the first and the eighth day is implying that those days are called Shabbason and nothing else is called Shabbason. Why do I need both Miyutim to teach me, to tell me that you don't have Malacha and Chol HaMoed being part of it? So the Gemara says, Itzrich, that would be needed because I would have thought that since Akash Baruch Hu said on the eighth day, Vayom Hashmini, what is the Vav? Vav Mosi Vayin, Vav is always coming to extend the first din. What is the first din over here? It's saying the Yom Hashmini is the eighth day. And the Uvayom is coming to extend it, that and on the eighth day. Sounds like maybe the first 7 days, all 7 days before, are also going to be Shabbason. So therefore I need Afilu Chol HaShemoed, and I would have thought that even Chol HaMoed is going to be Asr B'Malacha, Kamash Malan. Therefore the Pasuk is telling you that when you say Harishon and the Dafka only with the Hey, Harishon to emphasize not on day 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or 7. Those days are all Chol HaMoed. Those are not Asr B'Malacha, at least Malacha of Nan Davar Avin. So the Gemara says, V'lo lichtov rachmana lo vavaloi. But wait a second. Why was the whole reason I needed the Hey? Because it said, Uba Yom HaShmini. And Bava Yom HaShmini would have given me the mistaken impression that the first 7 days, really day 2 through 7, are also b'malacha, so I needed the hey to negate that. So just don't write both of them. If you don't write the vav over the yom, I don't need the hey either, and I don't need any negations. I don't need either one. So the Gemara says, Vesu Hasam Nechsev, also, when it regards to Pesach, it says, Bayom Arishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. It doesn't say Ubayom, and it doesn't say Hayom. It rather says Bayom, the first day, which implies Rishon to Mikra Mashma. Would it be the day on Erev Pesach should be the Mikra Kodesh? It's not the case. We all know the first Yontif of Pesach is Tezvav Nisan, not Yedalad Nisan. So the Gemara therefore answers, Elahani, Shlosh Arishon Mibayelei, Lechetetani Veshmael. A different drasha that we use, why we have these three Rishons. These Rishons, the Schus, that we keep these first, are going to be the following. In rewards for fulfilling these three mitzvos that were called Rishon, Zachu l'shlosha Rishon, Klal Yisrael merited to be taking over the other first. What are they? What is going on over here? That we're going to be zochet to get rid of Zaro Shel Esav, which knows Amalek and etc. And getting rid of them, that's going to be in the time. Also Mashiach, also build the Beis HaMikdash and have Mashiach come. The name of Mashiach going to come and bring us out of Galus and redeem us. So the Gemara says, how do I know this? L'hachir Zaro Shel Esav. How do I know that we're going to be Zocha to get rid of the Zaro Shel Esav, the offspring of Esav, Amalek, and all those who are trying to do evil to us? Because the Pasuk says, D'chsei v'yetzei harishon admoni kolo kader se'ar. Harishon. Harishon is reference to Esav, that he came out, right? We know that's what the last week's parsha told us, that he just came out like that. That was Harishon's reference to Esav. Lubina Mesamidash Shechsev Kise Kavod Marom Merishon Makom Mikdashinu. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that when it comes to the throne of Kise Kavod of Hashem, right? Then Marom, which is very exalted, very high up, Merishon Makom Mikdashinu. The first, it's the place of our holy place of the Beis Hamikdash, and that is reference to Beis Hamikdash, reference to Rishon. So we see that Schus of Rishon is going to give us the Beis Hamikdash. Also, Ulishmosh Mashiach Tichsev. Rishon Letzion Hinei Enam. The pasuk says the first of Tzion is going to bring they're going to bring this, and they're going to get to that. Just on the concept of why Rishon of getting rid of your chametz is keneged the getting rid of L'Hachar Zaro Shel Esav is a beautiful part from the Ragat Shavar. Seemingly, each one is going to be paralleled up to the other. So the first Rishon is going to be paralleled up to the one of Pesach. So that the Ragat Shavar explains that we know that the whole idea of Amalek is that Amalek is someone who denies the presence of God in this world. They had no busha attacking Klal Yisrael right after everything that happened. Matan Torah, everyone was afraid of us. Yitzias Mitzrayim, sorry, not Matan Torah, but before Yitzias Mitzrayim, when they attacked us, they weren't afraid of us, nothing. And they denied Hashem's existence in the world. So that's going to be that the first thing that's going to happen because of that is that Esav, who represents that, we're going to be Zocha to get rid of them by doing the mitzvah of Bitul Chametz, of getting rid of our Chametz and Bira Chametz, because what is the whole significance of Pesach? It's a time where we recognize Hashem's presence more than anything else. The fact that He did all those miracles, did everything for us, His Ashkacha in this world, a beautiful idea. That's why it's one connected one. That with the schus of being Mekayim Pesach, of Teshbisu, that is getting rid of the Esav, Zaro Shel Esav. Okay, either way, the Gemara continues. So now, that was one drasha. Rava is going to try to bring another drasha. How do I know that Chametz has to be destroyed in Erev Pesach on Yud Daled? Rav Amar Mehacha, because we say, Lo Sishchat Chametz Al Dam Zevchi. You should not bring a korban of my blood while there is still chametz in your possession. So says the Gemara, Lo Sishchat Pesach, you can't bring Mekayim, the mitzvah of korban Pesach, Ve'adayim Chametz Kayim, while there is still chametz in your possession, since Pesach is, we know, going to be shechted on Chatzos, and that is the time where you're allowed to start bringing the korban Pesach. That implies that chametz must be destroyed also before that time, before Chatzos, and that's what we learn over there. There's a big shaila if women are chayav in tashbisu, women are chayav in getting rid of chametz, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gram at the end of the day. And we don't always apply the rule of whether applied in the lavin, because this is a separate lav. This is a mitzvah, rather, that's applied on Yadalin. They're not allowed to have chametz in possession, that's for sure. But maybe getting rid of it actively, like doing the burning, that mitzvah tashbisu might not necessarily be a mitzvah comment upon them. I saw something that happened in Israel, wants to bring a raya from over here, of losish chad al chametz dam zivchi, since they're shayach for sure to that iser, so then they would be shayach also to the mitzvah of tashbisu, that's a shayla in the achronim. L'maisa, I think we do assume that they are chayav. I'm not 100% sure about that though, either way. So the Gemara says, ve'ima kol chad v'chad kishachid. So we should say each one, when he destroys his own chametz, meaning why do I have to do it at a general, everyone should do it at chatzos. Maybe it should be that you're going to be chayav to, let's say I'm shechting, I decide to shecht in the 8th hour. So if I shecht in the 8th hour, then I should get made of chametz by the 8th hour. Who says it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to do it by chatzos? So the Gemara says, because man shechita merachmana, the pasuk says, lo tishchat adam chametz adam zivchi, the Gemara says that at the end of the day, when it comes to zman shechita is a time when the Torah is not going to be mechalek, and therefore since the Torah is not mechalek, then I know that the Torah is not going to be mechalek, so therefore, we're kove azman when everyone can start bringing the korban, which is going to be chatzos. The Gemara says, Tanan amihachi, we also learn this in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Ach bayom arishon teshbis zor ma'atechem, that on the first day you should get rid of the chametz from your houses, me'erev yomtov, that's going to be erev yomtov. Oh, eno elam yomtov asmo, so this Braisa is supporting Rava. Tamalomer, lo tishchat al chametz avzevchei, lo tishchat al pesach vadan chametz, come divi Rabbi Shmuel. The words of Rabbi Shmuel over here, that we learn that the pasuk of lo tishchat al chametz dam zevchei is teaching you, while you don't have the chametz in your possession, there's an issur to have Pesach. That is what we learn over here, that a person is going to be chayav b'derech to get rid of Pesach, the same support for Rava. Now the Gemara quotes another source for why do I have to get rid of it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, in a tarech, you don't need to learn this out. Rabbi Kiva says in the Braisa, Hareyu Omer, it says, Ach bayom arishon teshbitzis or matechem. On the first day you get rid of your chametz. And also we know the pasuk by Yontav in general says, Chsiv kol malacha, lo, really should say, yeah, say, fix it from Tasu to yeah, say, bahem. All malacha should not be done on them on the day of Yontav. And we see, how are you going to get rid of your chametz? You have to burn it. We know that havara, burning chametz, is going to be an isur in burning on yantiv. We're going to get into this. Lola tzarech, let's say, not for cooking purposes, an isur d'oraisa. So how would I be allowed to burn it for the purposes of getting rid of the chametz? It can't be. Elamai, we see from here that we see that you must be getting rid of by burning, and burning can't be done on the yantav itself, so you must be doing it on Erev Pesach. So that Gemara said, we're going to analyze that Rabbi Akiva, Amir Tashem, on top of the next Amud. Rabbi Yossi says, in a tarech, you don't have to come onto that trashat. Hareyu, Omer, Ach, Bayom, Rishon, Tosh, Bizar, Batechem. The Pasuk says, on the first day you should get rid of the chametz in your homes. Me'erev Yom Tov, that's going to be on Erev Yom Tov. In Omer, Yom Tov. Or we could say that it's not going to be on Yom Tov itself. Tamalomer Ach is Chilek. The Torah tells you Ach to teach you. It's limiting it and telling you that a person keeps his chametz only part of the day. So Gemara says Iba Yom Tov Atzmo, and if it's referring to Yom Tov itself, Mishari, can it be permitted to keep chametz for even part of the day? It says Ha'itzkesh Hashbat Asor Lachilas Chametz Lachilas Chametz Lachilas Matzah. We know that there's the fact that the Torah itself compares getting rid of the chametz to eating chametz, and we know that eating chametz is connected to eating matzah. That once I have a chiyuv to eat matzah, eating chametz is now iser d'oraisa, and I know once I have the iser of eating chametz is also a iser to have to get rid of it. So that means that once I eat matzah on Leil Tezvav, it can't be that I would have to get rid of it the next day. It must be that I have to get rid of the chametz from the day before on Yud Dalet. So the Gemara says that is the proof from over here. Now the Gemara continues. Analyzing the braisa. Amar Rava. Rava says, Shmami Nami Rabbi Akiva Tlas. We learn three things from Shitas Rabbi Akiva. We learn the first Shmami Na Ein Ber Chametz Ella Be Sreifa. We only learn that you only burn in the chametz from getting rid of it through. You can only do chametz through beer of by destroying it through Sreifa. Why? Another Rashi says because Rabbi Akiva's understanding that you have to get rid of the chametz the day before because you're not allowed to do it on the day. So what do you mean? Rashi says, why don't you just give it to your dogs or throw it in the ocean on the day of Pesach on the Tezvav? Why couldn't I do it like that? And that's not any malacha, right? I haven't done any malacha and I've gotten rid of my chametz. From the fact that he says you have to burn it, and I can't burn it on Yom Tov, it sounds like I have to burn it, and no other way of getting rid of it would be valid. Therefore, we see from Rabbi Kiva, he held like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that you must burn your chametz. We're going to see Shita Rabbi Yehuda mentions him in the Mishnah later on. Not today, meaning later on in the parak. The Gemara says, Ushmamina havar l'chalik yotza. And also we learn from Rabbi Kiva that he held that we know that we saw this machlokas in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin says that someone, that there's machlokas between Rabbi Nasan and the Tanna Kama over there, that do we say that when the pasuk says Lo sevaru esh b'chomos v'esh v'seichem b'yom haShabbos, don't light a fire? What do you mean? We know that there's already an Isra of 39 malachas. Why would I mention fire as the only one explicitly mentioned in the Torah? So the Gemara has a machlokas about this. One said it's coming specifically to come out its way to tell you. And it's specifically less chamor than all the other ones. This one is only a lav, it's not going to be an iser misa. However, Rabbi Nasan argues, and he says, l'chalik yatza, that's teaching you a different chiddush, that if I do five different averas of Shabbos, I forget about it. Person doesn't know that it's an iser borer, zorea, merakin, whatever, the three melachos and bishul, he doesn't know about all of them on Shabbos, and he does all of them. So maybe I would have thought you only chayav one chiyuv chatas, because it's at the end of the day, it's one iser of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, kamashman, of the pasuk goes out of its way to teach you the malacha of lighting a fire on Shabbos, to teach you that you're going to be chayav for every malacha that you do on Shabbos by accident, you'll be chayav a different korban chatas. So Rabbi Akiva must have held like that shita. Why did Rabbi Akiva must have held like that shita? Because he says that at the end of the day, that we saw that he specifically used the lashon that havara is an av malacha. That means that it's not going to be lalav yatza. It's an av malacha, just like a full bona fide 39 malachas that you're going to be chayav misa for it. So he does not hold like that for shita. Rather, he holds like Rabbi Nasan that says it's. Rather, sorry, the other way. The first sheet, not like Rabbi Nasan, argues Rabbi Nasan, who says he does hold like Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan holds lechalik yatza, and that is how Rabbi Akiva here holds as well over here. We have a concept. Why are you allowed to take a shower on Yontif? Because we have the concept of not getting into all the pratim of the whole body, whether it really holds the ma'aseh contention. Why are you allowed to wash your hands with hot water? Better answer. Why are you allowed to wash your hands with hot water on Shabbos? Like, not getting into shadows and machlokzim about how to, if we're allowed to take a shower, is one of that. Why are you allowed to wash your hands on Shabbos with hot water? So because we have a concept of mitoch, that since that you're allowed to do havara to cook your food, so too mitoch is mitoch that it's chutzur l'tzorach, chutzur l'mishalol l'tzorach. That's Gemara in Ksubas. We derive that this principle that you can also use it for a torach of yontov ksas. Even if there's not major torach from the malacha of actual bishul, you can use it for your purpose of yontov. So according to Rabbi Akiva over here, why would it not be that I'm allowed to light the fire in order to burn my chametz? Isn't that a purpose somewhat a little shayach to yontov? So therefore, since Rabbi Akiva does not allow you to do that, even if it is not malacha, it should be mutter to do that. He does not hold to this principle of mitoch. I just wonder if Chora Bishamai holds of that. Does Rabbi Akiva hold like Bishamai? I don't understand. Maisa, we do hold the concept of mitoch, so I was a little confused about this this concept. But the Maisa, that's what the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara can turn around. We learn in Brisa, Shivas Yomim Seor LaMatzei BeBatechem, 7-day period. You're not allowed to have any chametz in your house. Ma Tamalomer, why do I need to teach you that? Valok for Nemar Valayir LaChametz Valayir Chamar. So Belkuvach, I already know it says you should not have any chametz in anywhere which you live. So this pasuk is seemingly redundant. Why do I need both? So the Gemara now says a drasha. Lefish Nemar Lo Yireh LaChasa, or because the pasuk tells you that you should not have any chametz in your house. So then, I would have said that you can see others. You can see goyish ones, and also the Beis Hamikdash. Meaning, if it's hektish, then you would be allowed to see it. Where Joshua is, that you are allowed to have that. It's not considered in your possession. Rather, someone else's chametz. So the Gemara says, Yachol Yatman, I would have thought that you're also allowed to put your chametz away, even though you have it in your possession. Just put it away so you don't see it, and you wouldn't be chayav. Or you can accept it as a deposit that's given from you by the Nachri, since the chametz is not his. Talmud Lomar Lo Yimata, the pasuk tells you that it shouldn't be found, to teach you that the Isra of chametz is going to apply in both cases. That's what we're learning out over here, that the hidden chametz, since it's allowed to be found, and the goy of the goyish one that you're keeping for him is going to be usher. So Gemara says, now which case do I know that the chametz, keeping the chametz is going to be only other nachri shelo kibashta? I would have learned that only the goy that you don't know, that you didn't take over, vein shari chametz, doesn't live with you, that one is going to be usher to have the chametz of his in your possession. However, what about a nachri shekibashta v'shem chametz minayin? How do I know about a nachri? It's referring to a ger toshav, someone who accepts the sheva mitzvahs min noach, who lives under you. In such a case, how do I know that it would be usher for you to have his chametz in your possession? The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? Isn't that an opposite svara? It should be, who's the first goy you think of? The one is closer to being a Jew. Right. This one is chayav in some mitzvahs. He's a chayav in a losa say. He does the sheva mitzvahs, a ger toshav. He just does the sheva mitzvah enough, but he's living under you, under dominion. You would have thought for sure he's usher and kaval chomer the goy. And then how do I know the goy who's not going to, how do I know? Then the question would be about a goy who's not in your possession, who you don't live with. That Gemara is going to ask that question in a moment. Not yet. The Gemara now says before this, tamalomar loy matzav atechem, the pasuk is telling you that you shouldn't be found in your homes, and that's teaching you that both goyim, whether the goy lives with you or not, is going to be usher. Again, the first case was that even a goy doesn't live with you, it's going to be usher to have his chametz in your possession. And then the second one is that even the goy who lives with you, him also, that's what this Talmud Lomar is. The Gemara says, "Eli Allah Shabbatechem." I only know that chametz is usher in your homes. Right, that the chametz is allowed in your homes. I would have thought for sure. Rashi says that implies the only place that chametz is found in home where it's always close to you. However, the boris b'shichad maros minayin, if it's your chametz, but it's in like these ditches or different types of maros or a cave, right? If it's in a ditch or a cave or maros, all similar things, they're there. Then talmud lomar, you don't have direct access, but you can get it. Talmud lomar chol gevalecha. That means any possession, wherever it is, wherever it thinks that it's your chametz, is going to be usher to have it. So now the gemara says v'dai no mer b'batim over mishabler. So this is all by your houses. How do I know Bigvulin? Anywhere which is in your possession, in your border, literally, but it's not literally your house. How do I know that you're going to be chayav in chametz? That how do I learn out? That I would learn out. So again, we have two psukim. With Batim, I would have said you would be over all these dinim. It's because Rashi says lo yimatzei is mashma afilu hatmana lo kasev ela bebatim velo kasev behu nami lecha lahotzi shelachem aval begvulin borshin gemaros kasev lecha. So I would have thought that how do I know that this then applies to these cases? Rashi explains minayin latena amar shelzeh. Shel zeh bezeh, shel zeh bezeh. How do I know to give each other dinim for both in your house directly and in your possession, meaning your border possession, your borders, things that you possession that you have. So the Gemara says, "Tamalomar Seor Seor L'Gzera Shava." The pasuk teaches you that we learn from Seor Seor that literally chametz and chametz is going to be Gzera Shava. Nemar Seor Batim. We learn Seor Batim and we learn out the Gzera Shava from Seor Limatzeh Bebateichem. But Nemar Seor Begvulin of Loyer Lacha Seor that you should not see any Seor in your Begvulecha. Ma'aseor Mar Mabatim, just like we see by Seor, which is in your possession, your home. Is specifically your home over Mishum Bal Yirah by Matzah Vaitman Vakabodos Nachrim that it's an usher, it's Isra to hide it, accepted from the Goyim. So too, Af Seor, Ha'omor Begvulim, so too with regards to Chametz, which is found in your border respect, your borders that you have over Mishum Bal Yirah by Matzah Vaitman Vakabodos Nachrim, that if to hide it and to accept it from a Goy and to watch over from a Goy, that's going to be an usher deraisa. Master Ormer Begvulim, so too similarly, when it comes to Chametz, which is from your border, Shalchay Atarah, Vatarah, Shalachem, Vishal Gavoa. You can see it, but you can't see it. You can't see from Hekdish. Av Seor Ha'amar Bebatim Shalchay Atarah, Vatarah, Shalachem, Vishal Gavoa. That so then at that point, that's going to be, it's not going to be Usher in that case. Now the Gemara analyzes the Brisa. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Eli Ela Chametz Benachri Shaloki Basha. This is all by a case of a Goy who you don't, who is not your, he's not in your possession. Vein Sharm Chabachatzer doesn't live with you. Nachri Shikibachim Chabachatzer Minayim. Tell me, Lomar, Lomar, Matzah. Analyzing that part of the Brisa. And the Gemara says, Klapa Leah, what in the world is this logic? This doesn't make any sense. The logic would be the opposite, like we just said. That who is the one that you for sure should know would be Usher? The first drasha should come on. If I have a goy that I have no shaykhus with, or the goy that's in my house and working for me, clearly I would have assumed that if the Torah tells you one of them is Usher, the first person I would jump to say is Usher is the goy who's living with me. He should be the first one that's pushed, that it's Usher for me to have his chametz, and then the second one should be that even a goy who I don't even know, even to have his chametz is going to be Usher. So the Gemara asks that. And now the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye Ipuch, you have to reverse the order of the brisa. Really, the first case was the goy who lives with you. That's the first pasuk, and the second pasuk is going on the goy who does not live with you. The Gemara says, Rava says, no. You don't have to flip the order of the brisa. You can explain the following. You could say the Arishakai, that the first section of the brisa is going on the beginning, which said you could see from others and goyim and those people to that which the brisa is saying that you're allowed to see from others. That's only a goy who you don't live with. Doesn't live with you in the courtyard. How do I know that a goy is living with you and who's living with you in your courtyard? How do I know that he is going to be shaykh to this avira of having his chametz? Hamalomar lo yimatzeh, should not be found. So the Gemara says, "V'hai tana mehada atera." But wait a second, this tana is seemingly looking for a heter to tell you that both of these cases are going to be mutter in the way the drush is explained by Rav. Now, v'nasiv lekrali surah. At the end of the day, the pasuk says explicitly lo yimatzeh, they shouldn't be found. Which we're learning out, there's a chiddush that it should be an extra chumra, not an extra kula. So how could it be that Rav is learning out lekula right now, that he's trying to tell you that you can't see from Machem Shal Gavor would extend to a Nachri who which you know and don't know, both of them are going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, so that Mishum Shenemar, Lecha Lecha Trei Zimni. It's from the fact that it says, Lecha Lecha, two times, we're going to learn out from there that at the end of the day, we're going to be using it Lekula. But specifically, the Lecha Lecha, Rashi says, that Lo Yirecha Lecha 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 Shivas Yamim and Parshas Re'eh. And then we have the other one, Lo Yirecha Lecha Chametz, Lo Yirecha Lecha 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 and Parshas Bo. Those, both the fact that it emphasizes yours and yours, emphasizes a great emphasis on the fact that it's yours, is that only if it's yours mamish, as opposed to someone else, a goy, who is by you, having it is not going to be a problem. So the Gemara asks the steer, wait a second. Amar Mar, Yachol Yatmin V'kabat Pidonos V'nachim Tamalomar Lo Yimatzeh. That a person is able to say that it shouldn't be found. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hamar Risha, the first part of this brisa told us, which is it? The second part of the brisa told us that a goy's chametz in my possession is a problem, and the first part of the brisa is telling me that a goy's chametz is not a problem. So which is it? Is a goy's chametz in my house a problem or not? So the Gemara says, Lokasha hadakibal alabachrayas, the lokibal alabachrayas. It depends. If the Jew accepted responsibility on the chametz, and if it gets lost or stolen, the big shalom has shown him exactly how to apply this. But lamaisa, meaning at what point is this considered a chrayas? What point is it considered responsibility? Let's just go with the fact that it's lost or stolen. You accept that responsibility, so then it's considered yours, and that's going to be an isser to have it. Hadalokibal alabachrayas, however, if I just watch it for the goy, and I'm no chrayas whatsoever, if it gets stolen, watch, nothing, it doesn't matter, then at that case, it would not be isser de oraisa. So the question is, so if I have the goy's possession and I have his chametz, so then what do I do with it on Erev Pesach? So then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Ki Amar Darlu Rava Lebnei Machoza. Rava says to Bnei Machoza, Baruch Amar Devnei Chayla Mebataychu Kevan Tila Bingna Vila Mesaved Rishu Zecha Chametz. So they used to watch for the soldiers. They used to watch their chametz for them. So Rava said to get rid of it on Erev Pesach because it's going to, because you have a chrayos over it. You have responsibility. If it gets lost or stolen, it's going to be in possession. Then it's like yours and it's going to be usher. So we see from over here that maybe you can give it to, you could maybe nullify it. Maybe if you have in mind the bittel, that would be okay. You just have to have in mind when you're nullifying it. That's the first thing. Second thing, maybe also you can sell it to a non-Jew. Another non-Jew, that's a shayla over there. Again, so that's what we learned from over here, that you still would have a chiyuv to get rid of it in some form or another. Now the Gemara continues. Now this is only hanichal amandamar davar gorm lamarman kamaman dami. This is only okay for the one who says that something that can cause money is like money itself. That's the shita of Rav Shimon and Bava Kama, who holds that if you lose the chametz, then the actual cost I have to pay is like I own the chametz itself. That's what comes out lamafreya retroactively. However, lamanda amar lav kamaman dami maik lamibar. According to the one who says that when I pay for something, it's not like I really hold ownership of the thing itself the whole time. So then lamaisa, I didn't really own the chametz at any point. So the Gemara says shani halcha. The Amar lo yimatze, because the pasuk says over here lo yimatze, which is saying you shouldn't be found adding an extra chumrah. So even though we normally hold the davar shagor the mammon is lav kamamon dami, over here we are going to hold that because of the special chumrah that says lo yimatze shouldn't be found, even if I have a chrayos, and normally that doesn't say like it's mine, here it would be like it's mine, and it'll be over the iser derisa of having chametz on Pesach. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up with the ikra to Amri Bezer Hashem tomorrow.